Welcome to Two Travel Dads Podcast. Here we share our favorite destinations, travel tips, stories from our adventures, and bring on awesome guests to share insights into their travelsome lives. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and check out our detailed show notes at twotraveldads.com/podcast-episodes. Welcome back to another episode of Two Travel Dads Podcast. I'm Rob, and today I've got two special guests with me. First up, we have got Mr. Elliot Taylor.
Hello.
Hello. Who is a charming 9-year-old fellow, and we are going to dig into our Hawaiian Uncruise that we just got back from, and then Oliver will join us, who is 12, and he'll share his thoughts and opinions on stuff. So yeah, here we go. Elliot, let's chit-chat. What is... Well, first of all, let's kind of say what we did. We went to Hawaii, and do you remember where we started our sailing?
I actually forgot.
That's okay. We sailed from the Big Island, from Kailua Kona, to... Do you remember what island we ended on?
No.
Molokai. Molokai. We sailed from the Big Island around Maui and Molokai and Lanai, and then ended on Molokai. So that was our loose itinerary. But I know you had a favorite experience that you wanted to start with, even though it was in the middle of the trip. So do you remember what was the super duper cool and amazing thing that you got to do on Lanai?
So me and my brother and some more people got to do a cat sanctuary, and it had like seniors, kittens, and there was this one really cute kitten, and it was actually quite small.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason it had to follow me around in the kittens area.
Oh, that sounds adorable. I didn't go with you there, and I kind of wish I would have. I went hiking instead, and my hike was really pretty, but I think all the kitties. Do you remember how many kitties were at the Lanai Cat Sanctuary?
I think like 700.
Yeah, 700. They said that normally it's about 500 kitties.
But they rescued 200 last year?
Exactly, because of the fires that happened in Maui, yeah. So that's a lot of kitties. Were they... friendly? Were there cranky cats?
Well, there wasn't that many cats that wanted to follow us, mm-hmm. but there were a few.
There were a few?
But the rest just either just laid there, or they would just run away.
Oh, that happens.
Or they're just nervous.
Yeah. What's something else fun that we did that you really enjoyed? Did you have a favorite snorkeling spot? Did you have a favorite whale experience? What was something else that you really enjoyed?
I really liked when we were like snorkeling at an area called Shark Fin.
Shark Fin was some of the coolest snorkeling. That was so pretty.
And we had our first experience with a animal called the monk seal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so actually...
Wait, was it somewhere else?
It was somewhere else, but Shark Fin was amazing. We'll talk about that in a second. We got to see the monk seal at Oluwalu on Maui. Tell us more, though. What else did we see with the monk seal?
Well, Dad spotted, like, an octopus.
That was at Shark Fin. I think we snorkeled so much that it all got kind of mixed up.
Yeah.
So... at Oluwalu, when we saw the monk seal, we also got to see some sea turtles, right? And do you remember when we were at Oluwalu in November, we also saw turtles there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty great snorkeling spot.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but the monk seal was really cool, and he was very, you know, very graceful in the water, and he kind of gave us the side eye as he swam by, which yeah. I'm glad he didn't want to come hang out because I would have gotten nervous. But then Shark Fin, that was where we saw the octopus. That was really cool. Do you remember what else was really cool about snorkeling at Shark Fin?
No. Oh, like the wall of fish?
The wall of fish. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
There were like angelfish and pyramid fish.
Yeah, the pyramid. Were those pyramid butterfly fish? Is what they were called?
I think so.
Yeah, and there were pufferfish.
Yep.
And
boxfish.
It was really cool. That was one of the coolest places because there were so many, not just fish, but such bright fish. That was the brightest group of fish I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I talked to Oliver about this, but when we were, you know, doing our thing, could you hear the whales in the water?
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
I don't think it was very far away because, you could really hear it, but Oliver and Papa didn't hear it, and I actually don't know why.
I know. I felt like it was super loud, and,
yeah.
When we watch all the video that I took underwater, you can hear the whales in each one.
Yeah.
Doing their... That's my best whale sound. Do you want to give a whale sound a go? No? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no, each place that we went snorkeling, that was something that was really cool. So we had three big snorkels. So we did Kealakekua Bay at the Big Island. That's the Captain Cook one. Were you with me for that, or did I have Oliver with me for that? I think it was you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you.
Because Oliver spotted the octopus.
Oh, that's right, because there was the octopus at the first one, and Oliver and Papa got to see it, and we didn't.
Yeah.
But we got another one at another time, so that was good. So we went snorkeling there at the Big Island, and then we did a nighttime snorkel with manta rays at a different spot than we did before. And this time it wasn't so good, yeah?
Yeah, saw three or four.
Yeah, when we went in November, we saw 12.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. This time, the manta rays weren't really feeling it. And it was a really sandy spot, too, so it was a little different.
Yeah.
And then we had Oluwalu and Sharkfin. Yeah, those were all great snorkels. So what else did you want to talk about? You were just saying you had something that you wanted to...
What I really want to talk about, too, is, how I kind of got to work with Julia, the chef that makes all the pastries.
Yeah. Okay, tell us all about that.
Okay, so, there was, actually a lot of steps, and I feel like since there was, 15 yards of steps, that we were kind of underwater but still dry.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so where the galley is, where you guys would do your baking... Yeah. You had to go over that threshold and down into the belly of the ship, which you're right, that was in the underwater portion of the boat. And what did you help with?
So I helped with some puff pastries.
Mm.
I got to fold and shape them.
Mm.
We tried to do chocolate, but actually they exploded.
Well, it sounds like baking on the ship is kind of like baking at home. It's kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, cool.
But we also did mango and guava and mixed berry and raspberry.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were productive people.
Yep.
Yeah. Who else did you really enjoy hanging out with on the ship?
I really liked to hang out with... three people who usually work at the bar.
Okay.
And they are Tam, Dorian, and CJ.
Ah, yeah.
And CJ and Dorian work on other ships too.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ will be on the, is it the Legacy?
Yeah, the Wilderness Legacy when we go on in June.
Yeah. And Dorian, I actually don't know, but I know he, goes on other boat.
Yeah, that'd be cool if he was on our ship, too, but I don't think he's going to be on our ship this next time.
Andy will.
Yeah, Andy will. Captain Andy. That'll be awesome.
And Tam, she just works on the Safari Explorer.
Mm, got it. Okay. I like Tam. She was cool.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you wanted to specifically talk about? What do you think? Did you learn anything interesting during our week on board?
So, yeah.
Okay.
that some Hawaiian songs were inspired by, like, different fruits.
Okay.
But some of the fruits aren't actually native to Hawaii.
Oh, that's true. Cool.
And so our... Jeez. What's his, like, main job?
Who, Sam?
Yeah.
Sam's one of our expedition leaders.
Yeah.
But he's also chief ukulele engineer.
Yep. And we call him Sam the Man. And, like, he made a presentation all about, like, songs. And so I knew a few of those songs. My favorite was Lava.
Oh, I Lava You. Do you want to sing a little of it?
No.
No, okay.
But so, there was one very weird song to me that was called Guava Jelly.
Oh, Guava Jelly. I think that was Sam's favorite song.
Yeah, and Sam was also a seahorse guy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. He worked at the seahorse farm in Kona, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Cool, yeah. Well, I loved having all that time on board with you, and you were great. You were very good about doing your homework, hanging out either in the library or the lounge doing that. So that was great. And we got to see so many whales. Did you like watching the whales or the dolphins more?
Dolphins.
Why?
I liked the spotted dolphins because, like, some of them would slow down and then speed up.
Mm-hmm.
But the thinner dolphins, I just liked how they were jumping and spinning.
Yeah.
And we actually saw, like, 175 whales.
Is that what the final count was?
I think so.
Yeah, it was something crazy. And we saw them jumping.
Reaching.
Mm-hmm.
And something they were doing very weird was just slapping their tails against the water.
Yeah, that was really cool. There was that one that was really close to the boat. And when I was watching him, when he'd slap, I could feel the whoomp, like the, like, kind of the pound of the sound. Could feel it kind of like hit your chest. It was really cool. Yeah, super neat. Well, cool. Thanks for sharing with me. It was great. There's something else you want to share?
And usually we learned, like, that Hawaiians actually used to eat dog.
Oh, we did. Where did we learn that?
I feel like it was at, like, some sort of monastery.
Oh, was that when we were at the Hale?
Yeah.
In the Halava Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Greg taught us about that.
And also, like, what was it that we got to try?
Poi. Oh, that's right. There was the poi that we had. What do you remember? What's poi made out of?
Root.
Yeah, taro root. That was pretty cool. So when we went to the Hale, we got to visit. You're making the funniest faces. We got to visit a really cool family who have lived in the Halava Valley for hundreds of years farming. And then when the big tidal wave hit Molokai, I think, what was it, 1947 or something? It wiped out everything. And so they rebuilt, and now they're the only family there. And it was a really cool, interesting place to visit. And we got to try their farmed goods and talk about all kinds of different traditional Hawaiian life things.
And also, there was a... Hawaiian greeting that was, like, forehead to forehead and nose to nose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how many people were, like, going there,
mm-hmm,
always had to do it,
mm-hmm,
to greet them. Also, they had to bring a gift,
mm-hmm,
and put it on stones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That was really interesting. We learned a lot there. And the thing that is funny, because I get kind of uncomfortable around people I don't know. And so when I saw that we were going to be going forehead to forehead, nose to nose to greet people, I got really anxious. But then everybody else was doing it and it felt really normal. And Mr. Greg made a really good point that's, you know, that sort of greeting, when that's offered to you, it's rude to not accept. That'd be like not accepting a handshake from somebody.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's an interesting way to look at it. And that was a great insight. into that sort of Hawaiian culture. I loved it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share about?
No.
Okay, cool. Thank you for joining me, Elliot. I love hearing what you enjoyed, and I can't wait to do Alaska with you this summer.
Anytime.
Excellent. Now I've got Oliver with me, and he is going to also share what he enjoyed of our uncruise experience in Hawaii. Welcome back to the podcast, sir.
Hello, hello, hello.
So where would you like to start? Elliot had a little bit of talk about snorkeling, a little bit of talk about cats. What was your favorite activity that we did across that whole week at sea?
I really liked all the snorkeling we did. Mm-hmm. Because we saw lots of cool animals, including fish and sea turtles and octopus.
There was octopus, that's true. Which was your favorite snorkeling spot?
I really liked Kealakekua mm-hmm. Bay.
Yeah.
That one's pretty cool. And Oluwalu, where we saw the sea turtle.
Yeah. And it was funny because when we went to Oluwalu back in November, it was super duper clear, remember? And then this time it was kind of, turbid.
It was deeper here too.
It was, because yeah, we were at a different part of the bay, but it was pretty great. And you guys have gotten really good at snorkeling, which is awesome. And so with the snorkeling Oluwalu, was there something about the way we did it that you really liked? Do you prefer to go from shore? Do you like going off the skiff? What's your preferred snorkeling method these days?
I think it's easier to go off the shore because then you just sort of like get in at your own pace.
Okay.
But getting off a boat is really fun because there's less time for cool creatures to get away. So you get to see a lot more.
That's true. That's a great point. Yeah. What did you think about, I know that it was kind of, turbid when we did our manta ray snorkel because we were in a sandy spot and the waves were a little bit rough. What did you think about the nighttime manta ray snorkeling?
I thought it was really interesting because there weren't actually that much manta rays the night we were doing it.
Yeah.
But there were lots of pipefish.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they kept swimming over eating the plankton.
Yeah.
And because once your eyes really adjust through the water, you see just all the plankton going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I heard Elliot say that you saw an octopus or a baby octopus or something?
We did, yeah. There was a little tiny little octopus guy who was kind of floating past us.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. What else did you enjoy?
The boat itself was really cool. It just like, the boat had like a game room. It had a living room or just a lounge. It had like its own restaurant built in.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like, sometimes you could actually just go into the front of the captain's area and look out and see what's happening.
Oh, cool. Really cool. I didn't know you went up to the bridge.
Yeah.
Cool. Who was up there? Was it Captain Andy or was it Tiffany?
Well, Captain Andy was there and so was Tara.
Oh,
because you asked me to go up there to get her because of the red-winged tropic bird.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Tara got very upset when I would see wildlife and not get her. She was our expedition leader. Cool. Yeah. What else? Come on. Tell me all about it. We had a whole week of exploring. What? You seemed like you were really jamming out and excited about different things.
I think the skiff tours were also really cool because mm-hmm. you just go around getting sprayed in the face with lots of water.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, you're just cruising along. Then you see a whale breach a couple hundred yards off that's just going.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did our kayaking and stuff as well, which it didn't look like you were enjoying that super a lot, but also I know you're an observer.
Yeah. I'm not a paddler.
You're not a paddler.
Like, at all.
True story. Good times. So we did some good kayaking. What did you think of when we went up the Hualalai volcano on the Big Island and did our lava tube hike?
I thought that was pretty interesting because I learned a lot of things that I didn't really know, like laws about harvesting koa wood and about all the different native plants.
Yeah. What did you think of the lava flows itself? Did that make sense to you, kind of what we were looking at?
It sort of made sense.
Yeah.
We saw lots of birds on the hike.
That's true. Yes.
We saw an apapane mm-hmm. nest with little eggs inside.
Oh, that's right. In the lava tube, we saw the apapane nest. And then, did you get to see the EEVs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those. Those are the bright red honey creepers with the really curved beaks.
The orange beaks.
Yeah, orange, red. Potato, patata.
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. That was the hike where I slipped and I broke my phone. But I didn't break my camera. Thank goodness.
There was this one point where just everybody kept falling. Five people fell, including the hike expedition leader.
Uh-huh.
He fell too.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
But it was fun and it was pretty. And that was a really cool hike. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed going through the lava tube, which is like an open cave. It was super, super interesting. Let's see. What else did we do? On Molokai, we went out to the Hale in the Halawa Valley. Elliot talked a little bit about this. What did you think about that? Did you learn anything interesting?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. We didn't get to do much of the stuff we were planning to do there because it was all sort of rainy.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned about a lot of the fruit and vegetables they grow there. And we got to try the, it's not poi, but it's
we have to research
pohina or something.
Pohina, is that what it was called? I couldn't remember. Elliot just called it poi and I let him roll with it. And then we also, that was also where we learned about those different customs and we got to see how he blew into the conch shell. That was cool. Let's see. We did so much stuff. I'm racking my brain.
And what was that day where we, I think the place is called Lanai,
mm-hmm.
where we went we actually got to go to shore mm-hmm. and do all that cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my brother, and my papa, we went to a cat sanctuary.
Yeah. What did you think? Tell us the story of the cat sanctuary. I didn't get to go there, so I don't really know too much.
So the cat sanctuary, it's not it's sort of suburban, rural, that sort of area.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, this huge place with a huge enclosure. And there are certain enclosures, there's one for older cats, there's one for younger cats, there's one for cats with special needs, all sorts of cats. And when you first enter, they give you a little bag of cat treats.
Mm.
The second you stepped into the first enclosure, 10 cats would come and crawl all over you. And when you actually went to one of the seats and sat down, 5 cats would come and sit all in your lap.
So, friendly cats.
Yes, very friendly cats.
Thank you for not bringing one home. Because, I don't think that Bijou would have enjoyed that. But it looks like your face says you wanted to bring one home.
Yeah.
Good times. Whale watching. That's something else that I really wanted to chat with you about. Good times. I'm losing my speech abilities. Something really cool that I got to hear a couple times was the hydrophone. Do you remember using the hydrophone?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So the hydrophone is basically just a microphone you put into the water and you hear all the stuff that's happening. And when you put it into the water at the spot we were at, you could hear all the whale song. It was kind of a super high but low-pitched ambulance siren.
That's a really good way to describe it, actually. Yeah, and gosh, when you got to hear the hydrophone, there were, I don't know, 7, 8 different whale songs going on all at once.
Yeah, but it's not the whales are all close, because you can hear a whale song from 100 miles away.
Yeah, but there were also so many whales there in that Maui Nui area between Maui, Molokai, and Lanai that, gosh, they were probably all screaming at us.
Beach here, beach there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was craziness. It was funny. I took thousands of pictures. Good times. So, after a week at sea, what was your absolute favorite aspect of our uncruise? Is it something related to the ship? Was it an activity? Was it the crew? What was your favorite takeaway?
I think that the whole thing was equally cool. Because the activities were fun, the boat was fun, the food was good.
Cool. So just holistically awesome.
Yes.
All right. Are you excited for our June sailing?
Yes.
Excellent. And then, so we didn't talk about it when Papa and I recorded another podcast episode about Uncruise, but if you were going to pick one other cruise to do, what would it be?
Cabo.
So you want to do the Baja California?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I've been there before, and it's super awesome. I've gone there on my birthday a couple of times in Mexico, which just super cool. The beaches are super nice. There's lots of turtles and fun things you can do.
Cool. So you want to do the cruise down there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'll work on it. But we'll have to see.
Early November.
Oh, you want to do it for your birthday?
Well, yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Very fun.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining me and for sharing your thoughts and opinions and feelings. We will have you back again to talk about something else. Probably Peru when we get back from Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and share this with a friend that you want to go and experience an uncruise with. And don't forget, if you go to twotraveldads.com/podcast-episodes, you can leave your own questions for us to answer in a podcast episode. So until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Two Travel Dads podcast is created by Rob and Chris Taylor in St. Augustine, Florida. We'd love to answer your questions here on the podcast, providing both our experience and stories to share our own insights into whatever you're wondering about. Visit twotraveldads.com/podcast-episodes to leave your questions and to check out past episodes and show notes. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and have an awesome day.